St. Joseph Cathedral in Buffalo is packed with priests, deacons, three choirs, and laity for the Chrism Mass, held each year on the Tuesday of Holy Week. The lead celebrant was Bishop Michael Fisher.
Every act of thanksgiving is in this Eucharist. The word literally means thanksgiving. And in this Chrism Mass, we especially give thanks for that great gift of the Holy Eucharist, as well as that other sacrament that is so intimately tied to it. And that's our priesthood.
It's a mass during which priests renew their promises before the bishop.
My beloved sons, on the anniversary of that day when Christ our Lord conferred his priesthood on his apostles and on us, are you resolved to renew in the presence of your bishop and God's holy people the promises you once made?
Next, it was the blessing of the oil for the sacred chrism, the oil of the sick, and the oil of the catechumens. These oils are used in sacraments, acts which Bishop Fisher spoke of during his homily earlier in the Mass.
The sacraments are an inexhaustible treasure which comes from God's presence in our lives. In the sacraments, Jesus gives us strength, guidance, encouragement, and perseverance. In the sacraments, Jesus Christ, the head of the church and our high priest, is present for us. In the sacraments, Jesus touches us and heals us.
Several elect and sacramental candidates who are preparing for Easter were present. Although they could not receive sacraments just yet, the bishop called upon them to stay through the Mass as a sign of hope that all God's children will eat and drink with him and work with the Spirit to renew the face of the earth. During the Mass, three choirs participated in song. There was the St. Joseph Cathedral Choir, of course. On this evening, they were joined in the choir loft by members of the St. John Paul II Schola Cantorum. Here, they are singing Kyrie Eleison from Louis Vierne's Missa Solennelle. Also participating were members of the choir representing the Roman Catholic community of the Tonawandas. Following the conclusion of Mass, the bishop stayed to greet visitors, while the chrism and sacramental oils were distributed for use throughout the diocese. For Western New York Catholic Audio, I'm Michael Mrosiak.